to grow, continuously grow because of your word. Thank you, Father God, for meeting needs here this morning. I say again, we thank you, Father, for meeting needs here this morning, and we give you the glory for that. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, for this honor and this privilege to minister your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, what we want to do, let me say it this way. What I want to do as a minister, and I hopefully all ministers feel the same way, but I can only account for myself. But one of the things that's very, very important to me is that I flow with the Holy Spirit and in my ministry to people, that I flow with the Holy Spirit, that he may speak to your hearts through the word of God spoken, and that you will receive it in the love that in which it was delivered, being delivered, praise God. And you know, the Bible talks about the sons of Issachar and how that they was able to understand the times and understand seasons. Amen? And you know, we as Christians need to be able to do that as well, not just preachers. All of us that are born again believers, we need to understand the times, understand the seasons that we're living in. Praise God. If you don't know that it's summer, if you don't know that it's hot outside, and Lord, is it hot outside, you know, you might walk out the house with a wool coat on simply because you're out of sync with the season. If you don't keep abreast of the time, you know, I can say this. Thank God, those of you that are here, you kept abreast of the time because you realize what time the service start, and so you are here for service. You're not back at the house or your apartment or wherever it is you may live, still in bed. You here in the service simply because you were abreast of the time. You had a knowledge of the time, whether it was your watch, your clock, your tablet, whatever it is that you use to keep you abreast of the time. Nevertheless, you knew what time it was. Amen. Amen. And the ones of you that got here late, well, God still loves you too. At least you're here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glad you're here. Yes, Lord. Praise God. So, you know, we as believers got to be keen in every way, sharp in every way. Can't be sleeping. We can't be dozing in respect to where we are. And so one of the things that the Lord has been dealing with me about is a simple word, obedience. Obedience. We are or should be obedient children of God. Amen. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to read the very first verse. And I may do, depending on how far I get into this, I may do a good bit of reading because there's some important points that I want to make to you. Now, I want to go ahead and tell you right now, I did not finish what I started last week, and I told you we'd probably continue this week, but we have to continue at a later time because I just sensed the Lord leading me in this direction. Amen. Praise God. Now, in Ephesians chapter 5, the very first verse says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children." Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Now, I want to provoke you to think for a moment. Who do you think he's talking to here? He's talking to us, the believers. Amen. Amen. Be imitators of God as dear children. That's what children do, right? That's what children do. And we're told that we must approach God as a little child. That's the attitude that we should have when we approach God, is that I am a child. That's what we're called, children of God. I am a child of God. And when it comes to God, now hear me, I'm not talking about being childish in things that you need to be mature in. That's not what I'm talking about. But when it comes to our relationship with God, we need to be like a child, which simply means that what we see God do, that's what we do. Amen. To imitate simply means to copy or to follow. As a matter of fact, the King James Version, I just read from the New King James Version, but the original King James Version says, be followers of God as dear children. Listen to me. We must follow God. We must imitate God. We must copy God. You're still here. Hallelujah. After all, we're his children. We must copy God. We must imitate God. There, let me read it one more time, then we'll move on. Verse 1, chapter 5, Ephesians. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. If I'm a child of God, then I need to imitate him. Praise God. Now, the first thing, this is tops. The next thing I'm about to say is, if you're going to imitate God, you first of all got to love him. You got to love him. You got to love him. Make a decision to love him. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter, you know this. I'm sure you've heard it many times. In Matthew, the 22nd chapter, I begin reading at verse 34. It says, "But when the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, 'Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?'" Now, let's take a look at how Jesus responded to that. Jesus said to him, "You shall do what? Love." Let me stop right there a moment. We're going to finish the verse, but I want to just stop. Notice what Jesus didn't say. Because, you know, God can speak loud sometimes by what he don't say, just like what he does say. Jesus did not say, I wish you would love God. He didn't say, y'all know y'all should love God. No, that's not what he said. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God. Do you know that's a commandment? That's a commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That's what Jesus said. We should love him. We're supposed to love him because he first loved us. Now, understand something. God's not going to make you love him. We still have a free will. We can love him or we can choose not to. Amen. So Jesus says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And listen to what he says in verse 38. This is the first and great commandment. Wow. This is the first and great commandment. Jesus only gave two commandments that we as believers are to live by. Because and I'll cover the other one in just a moment. But if we'll live by these two great commandments, we got the rest of them covered. We got them covered. Amen. In Psalm 97, you don't have to turn there, but you can jot it, write it down if you'd like. But in Psalm 97, verse 10, it says, you who love the Lord hate evil. Read that again. You who love the Lord hate evil. Now, there's a love-hate relationship here. You see that? Love the Lord, hate evil. Now, in this world we're living in now, many in the world love evil, but they hate God. And they don't want to hear anything about it. Don't want you to talk to them about it. You who love the Lord hate evil. But I love the rest of this too. He preserved the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why? Because they love him. Because they are committed to keeping the first and great commandment, which is to love the Lord our God. Now, when you love him, truly love him, you'll do what? You'll obey him. But now, since we're already here in Matthew chapter 22, we might as well read the rest of this. So Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Now, look at verse 39. He says, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law of the prophets. Glory to God. Now, I love Brother Rick. with the agape love of God, I'm not going to do a thing to hurt that brother. Amen. If I truly love him, he don't ever have to be concerned about me stealing from him. Because people that love don't act that way. He don't ever have to be concerned about me speaking evil of him, talking bad about him, because people that love don't act that way. In other words, to act that way, you got to go back and grab a hold of the old nature. Sometimes folk don't want to let that old nature go, but we need to let it go. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, you know, you love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. And he said, now there's another commandment here. That's not the only one. He said, there's another commandment, and that commandment is love your neighbor as you do yourself. Now, being on that subject just for a moment before I move on, some of you, and I'm not necessarily speaking of anybody in this congregation, and it could apply to some of you here, but it may be somebody watching. You need to do what Jesus said, and when Jesus said you love your neighbor as yourself, He didn't mean you do that 50%, 75%, 99.5%. Because I grew up listening to a song that was sung in churches, 99.5 won't do. Yeah. When it comes to things of God, 99.5 won't do. So when it comes to living by the second great commandment of love, 99.5 won't do. So listen, a lot of times folk only obey part of that verse. I'm talking about the second part of it. They only obey part of that verse. Okay, Jesus told me to love my neighbor, so I'm going to love my neighbor. I'm going to do everything I can for my neighbor. But then you walk and look in the mirror and hate what's looking back at you. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't mind me using you for example, illustrated purposes. Too late now, already have. Right? But now, you know, God created Brother Rick, gave him two arms, two feet, and a complete body, you know, and God loves him. And I say, you know, praise God, you know. God has just blessed Brother Rick, you know, blessed him with a nice gold jacket there. And, you know, amen, not everybody have a gold jacket. You know, you got to be special to wear a gold jacket. But let me tell you something. The same God that made Brother Rick made me. You listening to me? Look, I understand none of us are perfect. And too many times we cut ourselves down when we need to love ourselves. Lord Jesus. Y'all still with me? Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. He did not say, love your neighbor better than yourself. Now, I know we're to prefer one another, right? Yes, we are. But you are to love yourself, because when you look in the mirror and the person that's looking at back at you is, of course, is a reflection of the real. That person God made. That person God created. And that person God loves. Will you say something for me? Just simply say it out loud and say it from your heart. God loves me.
God loves me.
Come on, say it with conviction. God loves me.
God loves me.
But. All right. God knows how to take care of the buts. And there's too many people that need butt deliverances. I know, but. Mm-hmm, but. I understand what you're saying, but. So, love yourself, love your neighbor. And love God.
Amen.
All right? Amen. Now, we're still talking about obedience because we obey God because of our love for Him and because we want to do what He tells us to do, and we don't want to live or act in any way that's going to disappoint Him. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
We don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. I know I don't. Why don't I? Because I love God. Have I made mistakes? Yes. All of us have. All of us have. But we're not to live a life, or we should not live a life, of habitual disobedience to God. Hallelujah. Now, why is it important that I obey God? First of all, we've covered this. I need to love God. Number two, I have got to understand who I really am. Amen. We got to understand who we really are. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 John, the first epistle of John. I hope you're all ready for this. Now, listen at this. This is the first epistle of John, the third chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the very first verse. Got to know who we are in Christ. Listen to this. It says, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us." Oh, glory to God. Are you still here? I need to read that one again. I'm reading it for me. You may not need to hear it again, but I want to hear it again. "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us." What love? "That we should be called the children of God." The children of God. Think about it. Think about it. We are children of the Most High God. The God that created the heavens, the God that created the earth, the God that created it all, the God that causes the sun to come up every morning, the God that holds the moon in place on a dark night. That God. We are children of that God. God Almighty. God Almighty. I am a child of God Almighty. Why don't you say that?
I am a child of God Almighty.
Oh, what love the Father has bestowed upon me. I'm a child of God Almighty. I'm in His family. You cannot be a child without being in the family. I'm in His family. Well, let me. Got a little happy there. Let me read verse 1 again. Hope you did too. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called the children of God. And sometimes folk get upset because the world don't like them. Therefore, the world does not know us. The world really don't know a born-again believer.
Amen. Amen.
I'm talking about those that operate in the world system.
Yeah.
Don't understand us. To the world, we crazy.
Yeah.
Therefore, the world does not know us. Why? Because it did not know Him. I'm a child of the living God. So don't get all broken and bent out of shape just because folk that don't know you talk about you. They don't understand you. You walking around singing praises and giving glory to God, and you saying, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. They don't understand that. You know what they understand? GD this and GD that and the F word and a bunch of others. That's their language. They don't understand your language. They don't understand our language. Heard one fella say he was in the company of some folks and they was just cussing and carrying on and he just started shouting, praise God, glory to God, thank you, Jesus. They looked at him strange and say, what is wrong with you? He said, well, if you can cuss him, I can praise him.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. We children of God. We're in God's family. We can't lose sight of that. Please don't lose sight of the fact you're in God's family. Oh, we can't stop at verse 1, y'all. This is good. Look at verse 2. Beloved, notice how John wrote that as he was moved by the Holy Spirit. Beloved. Now, he's already, by the Spirit, told us that we're children of God. Now he says, beloved. Now, he says it again. We are children of God. So you can't lose sight of that. We are children of God. And it has not yet been revealed. Now see, this should be shouting ground right here. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But, everybody say, but. See, we don't know what we shall be, but we do know, I added the do, we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. Ooh. Y'all go ahead and laugh. I'll just continue to praise him. I want to read that again. I want to read it for me. You hear me? I want to read it for me. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know. Everybody say no.
No.
But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I'm looking forward to that day. I'm a child of God. And on that day, I'm going to be just like him. Because I'm a member of the family. I'm one of the sons. And if you're a female, you're one of the daughters. And I like verse 3. And everyone, everybody say everyone. And everyone who has this hope in him, what? Purifies himself just as he is pure. Another way of saying that, everyone that has this hope, obey his commandments. If you have this hope, you're going to do what he tells you to do. Listen out. Listen, I'm not going to lose out on this. God's given me a great chance, a great opportunity. You too. We got to make sure we don't mess this up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're his sons. We're his daughters. When he looks down from heaven, we know he's here with us too. But when he looks down, he's looking for his children. When he wants to get something done in the earth, guess who he works through? His children. I want to tell you something. I'm not going to get finished with this either today, but we'll go as far as we need to, and then we'll continue later. But let me tell you something. We are so privileged. We are so privileged that we, the born-again Christian, we are the only ones on this earth, only ones on this earth that have the spirit of this Almighty God. He is called the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead. We are the only ones that have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. If you baptize in the Holy Ghost, you're the only one to have the Spirit of God upon you. As much as you love your cat, much as you love your dog, much as you love whatever your pet is, I'm here to tell you now, he or she don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't qualify. You hear me? They don't qualify. But you and me, you and I, we qualify. Why? Because we've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have become the temple of the Holy God. And because I am the temple of the Holy God, you cannot be indwelt by God unless you're one of His. You've got to be in the God family. You follow me on that. You've got to be one of His. And where I go, He goes. Where you go, He goes. And He walks with me, and He talks with me. And He tells me I am His own. Ooh, glory. And the joy we share as we tarry there, no other has ever. Oh, hallelujah. Give God praise, will you? Woo! Why don't you stand to your feet and just bless the Lord? Will you do that? Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whoa, hallelujah. Whoa, we give you glory, Father. We give you glory, Father.